Hello, welcome to Hope and Life Ministry. I'm going to be your host for the teaching at this hour. Anyway, God is so good. It's the best time to be alive, a time to rejoice in the truth, a time to rejoice in the goodness of God, a time to celebrate life, because we have a better covenant with God. We have great things from our Lord, our God. So we're going to be speaking on the word of God. The topic will be a better covenant through our Savior Jesus Christ. A better covenant through Jesus Christ. That's a topic. Anyway, before I start, let's pray. So, Father, we bless you, we worship you, we declare that word is true. We thank you, Jesus. That word is true. We thank you that we have a new covenant with you. We love you, we worship you. Every word that I speak, or we pray, let it be a word that catch the heart of the people. Let it be a word that people receive your revelation. Let it be a word that people have revelation of you. And Lord, we pray that hearts be awakened. We pray for a spirit of understanding. We pray people being drawn to know you, Jesus Christ. We bless you for salvation. And those that need healing in their body, we declare and proclaim, Lord Jesus, as they hear of your word, we pray for healing, strength, restoration. Thank you, Jesus. You are God of restoration. We bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, I am your servant. Use my mouth to bless the people in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, we're going to be speaking on the new covenant we have in Christ. For Jesus is the author of the new covenant. For God chose Abraham that through him all the earth, all the nation of the world shall be blessed. Through his seed shall all the family of the earth be blessed. So through him, every nation are blessed. So that seed is Jesus Christ. That seed that worked its way all the way to King David and through his lineage, the tribe of Judah, because God said the scepter will not depart from Judah. So Jesus is a seed through whom everyone is blessed. So God made a covenant with the house of Israel. And that covenant is through the law. It's through Moses. But according to God, the covenant he made with them, they could not keep the covenant. They could not keep God's righteousness. They could not keep God's demand. They could not keep God's acceptable way of righteous living. So the covenant was broken. So God made a declared that he shall make a new covenant with the house of Israel. So we can dive into, we read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31 declare, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers when I took them from the hands of Egypt. And my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But with this new covenant, I will put my law in their mind and write it in their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." So this is the new covenant God has promised that he'll make with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And this covenant is a covenant that we, all the nation of the world, are partakers of this covenant. This is a better covenant. This covenant is much better compared to the old covenant. This covenant is a covenant through faith in Jesus. This covenant is a covenant where God says, I will put my law upon their heart, and I'll put it, I'll write it in their mind, and they shall know the Lord individually. And this covenant is covenant that is given to every nation. Every nation under heaven today have this new covenant. That is why one has to celebrate. That is why one has to walk with joyful heart unto the Lord. A gratitude heart, because God has given that covenant to every nation. Not only Judah. Not only the house of Israel. It's a covenant God is making to humanity. And that covenant is made possible through our Savior Jesus Christ. So it's a new covenant all through Jesus Christ. And the Lord God has also reconfirmed that covenant through Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 declare, I will give you a new heart, and I put a new spirit within you, and I will take the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my new spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgment and do them. This is a covenant every nation is now able to receive. Every nation under heaven. This is a covenant God has reconfirmed through Ezekiel 36, verse 26. That I shall put my law upon them. I shall cause them to obey my law. I shall cause them to obey my decree. I shall cause them to know me. I shall cause them to hearken their heart to me. It's a far, far better covenant. Because in the old covenant, it was made through the law. The angels were the one that God used to bring that covenant. The mediator is through the angel. Moses was the one who bring the law. Through the law. So this covenant is through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, not the angel. So it's a much, much better covenant. It's a covenant of grace. Covenant whereby everyone on this planet, or whatever you are, whatever you are doing, whatever that you find doing, it's important that you have this covenant which inside of your heart, that covenant through Jesus, that covenant with God, that God has reconciled humanity to himself. And it's through the work of Jesus at the cross. Today, Jesus made it possible that humanity can have access to God direct, because Jesus became the mediator of the new covenant. The covenant that was the old, entails rituals, entails performance, entails working hard to please God. But within this new covenant, God has given his Holy Spirit to empower us, to quicken our spirit, to regenerate inside of us, so that we are sensitive to God's heart. We are sensitive to God's spirit. We are sensitive to God's works. And we are blessed. It's a blessed covenant. So I want to encourage every single one, whatever you are doing, whatever that you find doing right now, you have to examine yourself. Am I part of this new covenant? Because this covenant gives us the ability to have present truth. That covenant gives us ability to have assurance also. Assurance for tomorrow. Assurance for the future. Assurance for the eternal. Because your hand is in the hands of God. Your hands. You place your life in the hands of the Lord. The living God. The gracious God. The amazing God. God who will never disappoint you. God who will never desert you. God who will stick close to you. There's no other except him. So it is God's will that all humanity to have covenant with him. We declare that through the blood of Jesus, there has been redemption. Redemption from the original sin. Redemption through Adam and Eve's sin. Through Adam and Eve, all of us have sinned. Through Adam and Eve, all of us are destined for hell. Through Adam and Eve, we have the curse. the original curse. Sin caused our soul to decay. Sin caused complete separation from us. Sin causes us to be eternally separated from God. But we thank the Lord our God who has made a new covenant. A covenant whereby we can have access to God. A covenant whereby we can have forgiveness of sin. This covenant, we have ability to have forgiveness of sin. Because Jesus, the Lamb of God, He came down from heaven. He became a Lamb of God, sacrificed once and for all to redeem us by His precious blood. And through the scourging, oh, that He took. Through those beating, oh, He was rejected, He was abandoned, and He was persecuted, abandoned, a man of sorrow. He did all these things just because of His love for us, just so that we can reconcile to God, so our sin can be forgiven. And it is our sin that placed Him in that predicament. It is our sin that left Him to die. Our sin that left or that released those curging. That is why we have to appreciate what the Lord Jesus did for us. That is why the least we can do is appreciate Him, to make sure that our confession that we make confession to Him, and our heart is yielded to His teaching. Our heart is yielded to His voice. He said, "My sheep hear my voice." Yes, we are to hear the voice of God because we are partakers of this new covenant. That covenant has that divine nature. We are partakers of that divine nature. That divine nature God has made available through Jesus Christ alone. Oh, we are partakers of that divine nature. So we declare and proclaim this new covenant. Everyone under this voice, it is time to examine your heart. Am I partakers of this divine nature? Am I partakers of this new covenant? The covenant of grace. The covenant give you peace and joy. The covenant give you the peace. The every anxiety from your heart is gone. Everything that is full of fear. Anything that caused chaos inside of you. Anything that caused the unknown. Should be disappearing because the Lord may declare, "I will never leave you nor forsake you because I love you, because Jesus paid a price for you, because you get to release your faith and hold on to Jesus by faith and walk with Him and believe in Him." Not only that, God has sent His best. Oh, that's is His Son Jesus. Oh, through Him we have that new covenant. And not only that, He sent His Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit shall be in you to empower you, to give you the strength, the ability, or to have revelation of the Lord, and to have the ability to walk in victory, the ability to walk in joy, the ability to walk in peace. Oh, you walk with peace with God. And the Bible says, through faith, we have peace with God through our love for Jesus, through our relation with Jesus, through Jesus, the grace that He's given us. So by faith, you hold on to it and we take a stand on it. So I want to encourage everyone that is walking, that does not have that hope of redemption through the blood of Jesus, that hope that gives us redemption, oh, through the sacrificial Lamb of God. Jesus is the sacrificial Lamb of God that was sacrificed for your sin. Not that we deserve it. It is unmerited favor. It is the love of God. It is the love of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should never perish, but should have everlasting life. This everlasting life is reality. It's a reality of the now. It's a reality of rejoicing in the truth. It's a reality of knowing that I have accepted the good news of the kingdom. The good news of the kingdom is receiving that everlasting life. God has sent His Holy Spirit as a deposit to dwell inside you, or to empower you, to be with you, and to be able to instruct you, to be able to guide your daily life, because you spend time with the Lord, because you have fellowship with the Lord, because you trust the Lord, because you get fed with the Word of God, because you know His Word, because you know His voice, because you listen to that which honor Him, because He said, "I will not leave you nor forsake you," because He said, "I will be your real God, and I will go before you. Oh, because he is faithful. Because he's faithful. The Bible says, if my mother or my father forsake me, the Lord will receive me. The Lord will not forsake me. That is true. Jesus is the King of all the kings, the Lord of all the Lord. There's none that's like him. There's no king that's like him. And he is the risen Jesus. For his grave is empty. Oh, behold, crucified, left for dead, buried on the third day. Oh, he resurrected on the third day. He is the one whom we are to put our trust. He is the one that we have to put our hope. He is the one. God has made this declaration that he will make a new covenant with the house of Judah, with the house of Israel. So it is that covenant that every church, every nation should always hold on to, because that's the hope of redemption. That is what God has promised to Abraham. Abraham, through thy seed shall all of the family of the earth be blessed. So anyone walking, whatever busy you are, whatever lifestyle you have, it is very important. It is your duty that you receive that new covenant, that you receive that grace by confessing your sin to the Lord, by admitting you are a sinner, that you want Jesus to forgive your sin, that you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and believe in him from your heart and walk with him on a daily basis. And communicate with the Lord through prayer. And that comes to the topic of prayer. Without prayer, you don't have the strength. Without prayer, you cannot communicate with the Lord. So prayer is very, very important. Oh, to spend time in that secret place, you and the Lord. Magnify him, bless him. The Bible says, well, Psalm 100, we come to his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Yes, you draw near to the Lord with thanksgiving, appreciation, or gratitude, and with praise, 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 praise him, because he is good. He is good. He's amazing. He's merciful. He is awesome, God. He is the one you want to spend time with, because he responds back. Because God is not dead. God is alive. God is faithful. And those who serve him, he said, you must serve him in spirit, in truth. Today we are very busy in life. Busy. He said, be still and know that I am God. We are very busy. Microwave generation. We have to take time. Spend time with the Lord. Pray. Pray for ourselves. Pray for our family. Pray for our relatives. Pray that none all perish, that all will come to the saving knowledge of God. For God desires all people to be saved, none to perish. So it is important that all pray and turn to the Lord and trust the Lord. Read his word. Feed yourself with the word of God. The word of God become a light upon your path and a lamp upon your feet. Oh, it is God's will that you should always have a prayerful life. For Jesus even prayed. Even the book of what? The book of Mark chapter 1 verse 35 declare, even Jesus Christ, he rose early in the morning to the mountainside to pray, to pray, to pray. And he was praying. It was daytime, and the disciples were looking for him. They could not find him. And finally, they found him. And they were marvel. And they went into their daily work. And Jesus did a lot of miraculous works. He healed them all. He had compassion upon them. Everywhere he went, he spoke the word of God. He healed them. He restored them. He gave them hope. Prayer is very important. So even if Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, spent time praying, 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 praying to prepare for his daily work, then how much more we who have relation with him, who want to know him, it's important that we take time. We take time to spend time with him, to spend time, talk to him, and commit the whole day unto the Lord's hand, and commit the whole activity every hour of the day. Ask him to lead us, to direct us by his Holy Spirit, and commit the whole day. And ask God for the family members, the children, their direction, their life, so that our day shall be well. And when the day is over, we are to show the gratitude, the God's faithfulness, and God's appreciation. That appreciation in life, we have to spend time with the Lord also. And of course, in the afternoon also, you have time. Yes, it's we live in a New Testament. The New Covenant, we don't live by rituals. We don't live by do's and don'ts. But we live by the quickening of the Holy Spirit. We live by the love you have for the Lord. Yes, God is always speaking. God is always working. And when we take a rest in the Lord, that joyful heart unto the Lord. So it's a lifestyle of worship also. Everything you do it as worship unto the Lord. Yes, the Bible says whatever we find doing, we do it as unto the Lord. Even if nobody's watching us, oh, we do it as unto the Lord. Because that's your reasonable service of worship. It said, believers, live your life or offer your body as a living sacrifice acceptable to the Lord. Yes, it is true. A lifestyle of living for the Lord. A lifestyle. And God is always faithful in protecting and guiding and delivering. So I just want to encourage all to live a lifestyle of gratitude, a lifestyle of worship, a lifestyle that's honorable to the Lord, a heart that is yielded to the Lord, a heart that is blessed, a heart that draws strength from the Lord, a heart that is honorable to the Lord. It doesn't mean that we may not sin, but if we sin, yes, it's our job to confess it and to repent quickly, because we have so much love for the Lord, because we appreciate, because we place a value upon what Jesus did for us, the scourging, the crucifixion, all these horrendous thing that he went through. He went through because of his love for us. So I want to encourage all, live a lifestyle for him. If you do not know Jesus Christ, right now, this is the time to receive Jesus Christ. Yes, in this new covenant, God is restoring all humanity to himself from Israel, Judah, and the whole universe. So now, let's read Amos chapter 9, verse 11. That's when God is restoring everything for himself. And it's important that you are included. It's important that you are not cut off. It's important that you are part of it. Amos 9, verse 11 says, on that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles that are called by my name, says the Lord, who will do these things. So God will restore everything to himself. So it is important everyone is part of this covenant, because through this new covenant, God restore everything. God restoring his temple, the temple that is broken, the temple that lies in ruin. God is restoring, because the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the gracious, the one who is faithful, is coming to his temple and to rule and reign. So it is important that you are part of this new covenant. You are part of it. He said, all the nation that are called by my name shall be part of it. So I want to encourage you. Are you part of it? If you're not part of it, if you know you don't have a relationship with Jesus, please pray with me to receive Jesus, so that your name will not be blotted out from the book of life, so that you are part of that new covenant. Okay? Romans chapter 10 declares, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him, and believe wholeheartedly, walk with him, yes, you shall be saved. So please pray with me to receive Jesus Christ, so that you have eternity with God, so you not be cut off from the promise of God. Because to be cut off from promise of God is to spend eternity in hell with Satan. So God desires all to be saved. So please pray for me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that I bless you, that you have died for me. You have blood for me. You have taken the scourge for me. And I believe in you. Please forgive me of my sin. I'm sorry for my sin. You were buried and you resurrected on the third day. Today, I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, my King. I confess you to be my Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And please save me. Save me. Save me. And write my name in the book of life. And send your Holy Spirit to empower me to live a lifestyle that's honorable to you. So Holy Spirit, come unto me. Empower me. Build me. Regenerate me. Cause me to walk with the Lord, just as it says in the Bible. Help me to understand the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. I believe in you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I believe right now, if you pray that prayer, you meant it with all of your heart's sincerity, you are saved. Because the Bible says, whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to encourage you, find a Bible-based teaching church. Go and worship the Lord. Get plugged in. Listen to the word of God. Grow in the Lord. Grow in the Lord. For it is not good to be alone. So partner with the Lord. So if you pray this prayer, please write to me. Hope and Life Ministries. P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. Again, Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. Or you can call for prayer request 626-755-6002. 626-755-6002. Send your prayer request or write a praise report. I believe you can be healed also as you are listening by faith, because Jesus, he healed also. God bless you, and may the Lord bless you and empower you and lead you into victory until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.